Prepare to defend our control points. Mission begins in 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
First blood!
Hello and welcome to the CND Clancast episode 3. Unfortunately, Blade can't be with us today. So today with me, Newtastic, I have Idaz.
Hello.
And I also have TJ.
Back again for another round.
First of all, let's kick off with the clan news. First of all, we have the Epic Fail game, which was our first league game, official league game for the clan. Daz, what happened?
Well, obviously it was our first league with our first squad, which is Alpha, against Capsuchen, it's some German team, and we lost 16-0. So it's quite a bad defeat.
Yeah. And, hence the epic fail.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can improve in the future and get ourselves up those league tables. But it's an English tradition, losing to the Germans. And TJ, it's those German servers you see, isn't it, TJ?
Yep.
Actually,
back for the second week on a row, I have been researching about that.
What? 50, why?
Well, I wanted to get my facts straight. 52.5% of servers are German. That's public servers.
That's
but
nice. Well, I'm not going to revoke your loss. You still lost.
Yeah, I still lost. I'm an epic fail.
Yes, like the game. Anyway, yeah. Moving on, we have an important clan meeting coming up. Oh, this is going quick. Yes, we do have an important meeting, clan meeting, coming up. With Daz, yeah, well, you probably know more about this, but you said that you couldn't tell us anything.
No. However, it is on the 3rd of May, 2009, at 6:30 GMT time, so 6:30. Make sure you're there. Otherwise, you will be in trouble unless you've got a very good excuse.
Yes.
It's quite important, so
thanks for
coming.
Dad will come around your house and he'll rape you.
Yeah, I will.
Boom tells me to hit bullies. If you come over here, I'll hit you in the face, but I'll probably get knocked out twice as hard.
Probably.
And then you'll bring Laura with the baby, and the baby will hit me as well.
Yeah, the baby will hit you from inside to her.
Now I'm scared, yeah.
Oh wow, this is getting slightly off-topic.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Shall we steer some more towards actual news?
Yes.
Okay, now, the next thing we have on our list here at the show notes is the fact that the activity check is over that Daz posted on the forums. Again, Daz, you are like the news man.
Well, if you didn't reply to that, it shows that you're not active on the forums, and I am going to be having a word with every person who didn't. And that's quite a lot of people.
I'm sorry, but if you couldn't get on and do that, that is an epic fail. I was in Spain on a holiday, and I still managed to get to a computer to do that. So that is fail if you missed.
So,
we have a history of this clan of being able to play, even though we're on holiday. Because I played from France. Did you actually get to play Counter-Strike from there, TJ?
Yes, I did.
Did you go to an internet cafe?
No, I stayed on the Spanish internet, which gives you 1 gig of download, so... yeah, it was really slow, but...
It worked.
It worked. It was extremely laggy as well.
I went to this internet cafe called Milk. I went to this internet cafe called Milk, and at the end they had all these gaming machines with very strange layout, French keyboards.
Did they sell coffee as well?
Well, yes, it was a cafe. that's generally what they do.
I like gaming cafes where they sell coffee.
And they had all these French people, surprisingly, as it was in Paris. Most of them
really?
Were playing World of Warcraft, yes. But yeah, they were all playing World of Warcraft, and there was like one person playing Left 4 Dead, and I was sitting there playing Counter Strike without a headset, so I have to type, which sucks. especially on a French keyboard, where it's like exactly the same, but there are like two key letters that are like different. So you find yourself like A is Q on their keyboard, so you find yourself typing letters and it's like, well, that's what I'm on about. It's really strange. More enough of my rambling. Z is back in a big way.
The other night when we were doing like academy training, he usually comes on, it's like once every full moon. But now it's like, if I check my Steam now, what's he doing? Half the time he's like always away and he's offline. Or offline, yeah, like that. But he did come to the academy training, where Ricochet was watching us all, picking our weapons.
Watching us all be rubbish.
Yeah. Except I myself had a pretty good match, finally.
It was awful. I was doing really well, and then they did the first restart thing to get it all properly going, and then I played absolutely shocking. It's like a, I don't know, what's the word?
Cursed.
I took my time with that one.
You were hexed. Ha.
Yes. don't worry, I'll cut my massive paws out.
Hey, you cut mine out earlier as well.
No, I need to make you look bad.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. And right, you had some more news, TJ.
Yes. Yeah, I was having a very bad day, and after all, I'm not leaving the clan. The mice will still be another couple of weeks, because, like, I'm adding buttons onto them now, so, yeah. The big CMD logo, I'm making a button out of it, so you can open up your CPU from it, so that should be good. Oh, crap, what CPU am I running? Click. There we go. Yeah, that should be in a couple of weeks. I've just managed to get some new gear.
Would it not have been a better idea to program it so that you pressed it and it opened up the CMD website or the CMD vent?
Mm. Yeah, that would be good.
But you're too stupid. Yes. you were going to say something else as well.
Yes. What was that other thing as well?
Something about you.
What?
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, I'm not leaving the clan, I was just having a bad day. Bad things happen on bad days, as most people know.
I guess that's bad about days.
It. Yeah.
Anyway, I finished eating my flapjack.
I think we should after you've had your...
Yeah, after lots of stuff we have to edit out, let's move on. To the 1 minute face off. Yes, it is time for the second edition of the 1 minute face off. Today's topic will be the clan leader that gets angry the easiest. Now, there could be a lot of competition for this title. And so, Daz, who have you chosen?
I've chosen Roba because yesterday we had J2O. Blade and someone else, can't remember who, was arguing and they were using the complaint list and Roba just went off and one like screaming down the mic saying, well, I've got a complaint for you, stop using this without this, and he just went off and one and it was very hilarious, I must say.
Is it one of those things where you wish you had the record button?
Yes, it is. It is definitely one of them.
TJ, who are you going to choose and why?
I don't know, I guess I could go for my personal favourite, I don't know, Daz? I'm sorry about this, Daz, but I'll have to pick you, because when I was saying I was leaving the clan, then I said I'd come back, it went a bit, we couldn't say pear-shaped, we'd have to say curvy, like a woman. Yeah.
Don't get excited.
I'm trying not to, my hardest.
Oh, that's just not a nice image at all. anyway. Right, let's get into it. Who wants to go? That's gonna be worse. Who wants to go first?
TJ can.
Yes, can.
I'm gonna flip an imaginary coin. I'm gonna flip this pen. Okay.
How can you flip a pen?
Well, if the blue end lands away from me, then that will go first.
Do you want me to flip something? Because I have something to flip.
I don't care. I've got a pen. I'm going to use the pen. If the blue end lands away from me, if it lands towards me, TJ goes first. Yeah, right. Here we go.
Oh, look, it's TJ.
It's towards me. It is TJ.
Oh, great.
It's as if you were in the room with me. Okay, TJ, your minute starts now.
Right, yeah, Daz is the maddest, craziest, more like. I'm going to quote him on this, right? When I was saying I was leaving, then I said I was coming back, he said, "No, you can stay for today, and then tomorrow you're gone," but I really don't understand that, because he banned me from Vent as well, saying, "If you're gone, go now," in capital letters, exclamation mark, and Z saved me, thank God. Does get very protective over Laura. He's a bit crazy when he hears about money. It's like, "Laura, we don't have that much to spend, and if anybody wants to hear that, I have that recorded."
Well, we can put that in here. I can edit that in.
Oh, look. Oh,
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 oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh, oh, God, Laura, how much money do you think you have?
And that's the reason that Daz is crazy.
Well, that's pretty much your minute just gone. Well, Daz, that's something big thing for you to argue up against.
Yeah,
Try not to go off on one about how you're a lot angry.
Yeah, I'll speak to you later, TJ.
Okay, and off you go.
I say Rover. It's not me, because he has banned 14 people, and I have only banned one. Rover goes off one like anyone's business, more than me, and I don't think it's me, because Rover is the angriest person, leader-wise. And technically I'm not a leader, so, yeah.
You're failing at this epically, Daz.
I am, yeah.
Would you like to stop there?
Just stop there.
Yeah.
Please.
I would want to stop there.
Without using even half your minute, you have, stopped. okay, well, it's time for me to choose the winner. Time for the
tense epic
music. Yeah, the epic music that was in it last time. Are you ready? Pause. Dramatic pause time. Okay, I have chosen the winner of this week's 1 minute face off to be TJ.
Yay! It's 1-1-2 the other competition.
Yes. As Daz was standing in for Blade.
Sorry, Blade.
Yeah, Blade's gonna have words in you now, Daz.
Yeah, I'll have words back.
Okay, so TJ, I chose you purely because Daz failed and he didn't. So he said one thing and then just kind of went, "Yeah, well, that's
cool." I'm sorry calling you an epic fail, Daz. Will you forgive me?
Nope. We'll say later.
That holds a grudge.
I have to go down to the shop and get some milk after this, so maybe tomorrow.
We'll see.
The shop's still open at 20 to 9.
Well, yeah, it's open till 20 past 10.
Oh.
It's known as a Tesco. Oh, you'll have to blank that out because that's copyrighted.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm sure Tesco won't mind.
You are a sellout.
I'm sure Tesco won't mind their advertising. If anyone from Tesco does listen to this, then, well, we know where you live.
Morrison's is crap.
What the hell, TJ? This is supposed to be a gaming podcast, not a fucking supermarket podcast.
Okay.
Poundland's crap as well.
I was just about to say, they sell 6p noodles which taste like rubbish. Right, that's it, let's stop that.
Yeah, can we now move on? Something more game related. Now I'm going to move on to something supposed to be for the 1 minute face off, but I forgot. This is the thing that we forgot before. This is the fan email address. Well, I just need to remind you that the email, if you want to send in any messages at all to the podcast, we'll read them out. Or you can even send an MP3 file and we'll play that. And we will respond to your comments or any questions you have or anything at all. As long as it's not abused. I'm looking at you, Robert. Basically, so I've got one at the moment. Hang on. Okay, right, it says, "Hi guys, great podcast. I think you're all really good, especially TJ. He is absolutely amazing. I think you should hear his, we should hear his voice more often." Right, okay, let's see, this is from TJ. TJ, explain yourself.
I was feeling bored, you said send anything in, and you never specified who could send it in, so I got...
Yes.
To what? Send it in myself.
Anyway, next thing on the list, so that's just another repeat letting on, is cmdcast@googlemail.com. If you want to send us your emails, it's cmdcast@googlemail.com. Okay, moving on to game news now rather than clan news. This is kind of relating, just because I play Battlefield. The Battlefield 2, which is an old, very old game, is being patched by DICE again. There's a beta 1.5 patch coming out. Guys?
Which is at www.tinyurl.com/battlefield2/1-.
It's not even Battlefield 2, it's BF2. But that was just for you to research it.
Stab me.
I'll put a link in the show notes now.
Yeah.
Just remember that I'm an epic fail.
I'll open it up now so I can... Yes, we know you're an epic fail. But I'll open it up now so I can read you the notes.
By the way, note, I do play Battlefield 2 Bad Company.
What, Bad Company? No, you play Battle Company. What, on Xbox?
Yes.
That's nice. We don't need to know that. Because we're a PC gaming clan. So, go away. Right, okay, I'll read you from the website. Battlefield 2 update will be 1.5.0. Features. Additional support for Windows Vista. Added Highway Tampa as a required map. Added new map called Operation Blue Pearl. Added support for widescreen resolutions. Added support for the Novint Falcon controller. I don't know what that is. Gameplay tweaks. Changes made in both the J10 and S35B to minimal bans. Bloody blah. Making AA better. Added checks to run re-grieving, whatever the hell that is. Stopping cheating. Making hitboxes better. Time to go prone. After jumping to be longer. Basically, you know, lots of little bug fixes. But yeah, so hopefully that should improve the game.
They should really get some new boxes on Counter-Strike as well.
I doubt they'll update Counter-Strike now.
I know.
But, yeah.
It's been out for ages.
But then so is BF2. I mean, it's good to see that DICE are still supporting their old games, even when, you know... I know that people still play them, but it's not like an AAA lister that's just come out and it's all new and they're just updating. And it's great to see nice support for these older games. The next thing on list is that there is going to be a Battle Station specific demo coming to Xbox Live and Games Windows Live next week, which is going to be, well, probably be this week by the time, well, no, next week, by the time this is published. Battle Station Pacific is a sequel to Battle Stations Midway. Basically, it's kind of RTS, kind of not. It's just, you can control units directly, so you could get in a plane, and TJ, stop messaging me, because the sound comes up on the podcast. So it's basically, you can control planes and boats and things directly, and it would just be fun to go into a massive multiplayer match with like 64 people, you know, be a plane, go around like a Japanese Zero and just kamikaze some ships. That would just be so fun. And it's only rated at an ESL V10, so it's either going to be a 16 or a 12 over here. So, hopefully it's not going to cut too many of us off, something like Flash 1-2 would with its 18 rating. Yeah, so that looks good. There's some. I'll put a link to the IGN post on which I found this from in the show notes. Yeah, that kind of finishes us off. I know it's been a short podcast this week. Anyone have any other notes that they want to fill in?
Donations for the clan.
Okay then, off you go then.
We haven't got as many as we hoped. I'm not saying that the clan's going to fail over it, because Rob's doing his absolute best to keep it running. But if you want to donate, and can, then it'll be much appreciated. And as a reward, you'd probably get admin, depending if you're a member or a recruit, because if you're a recruit, then you're not going to get admin for donating.
I'll put on a tenner next week when I get some cash.
Yeah, everyone's skint at the moment. Credit card, yeah. Gaming.
But that's it.
We're going well at the moment, aren't we? It's credit crunch, and then, you know, all the clan members are going to die as flu, and then, you know.
Yeah, this flu, yeah, coming out. and then our new vent layout.
But the clan members will be fine because we're all inside playing Counter-Strike all day.
So
we won't be able to get the flu, we hope. Except, we think that Ginger's little brother has got it. We're very sorry for you, Will.
I think Ginger's got it as well, so I want to say sorry to him as well.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ginger.
Yeah. Everybody, if you see Ginger, shoot him so you can't get the flu.
Or just don't talk to him.
Yeah. Well, that happens anyway. you wanted to say something else, Daz.
Yeah, our new vent layout, decided to redo it, and as you see, there's a bar. We thought it'd be a bit of a joke. It's turned out quite good. People are liking it.
It's a good place just to hang out.
As well as a public working room. So we just haven't got one.
Because it was annoying when you're going to do homework, or just playing work or whatever, you had to go into AFK and put at work, or as your comment, or you had to talk to an admin and say, I'm going to do some work, can you move into the channel?
Yeah.
Having that separate working room, it's better, because it means you can just go in there and people know what you're doing, and it saves time, and I don't really see the point of having a working room and admin channel. It was just users talking.
Mm-hmm.
And Daz and Laura really did take it up, because they did have a lot of work to do about their new house and baby. And wedding.
Yeah, it's true.
The thing is, TJ actually believes you are actually having a baby.
Oh, TJ.
it's true. I've seen Laura. She's looking very well.
Yeah, you better say that.
you have to say she's looking very well, but not too well, TJ. You're getting into dangerous territory there.
Yeah.
Probably
best just shut your mouth and just, you know. It's better for everyone if you shut your mouth.
Also on the vent, quickly, is I'd like to say, we took out the help channel, you might have noticed. You can just PM an admin. We don't really need a whole channel dedicated to helping people.
Yeah, that's understandable.
So, yeah, that's that.
Anything else, TJ, or pretty much?
I did have one more thing to say, but I can't remember it. That's the problem with me. I'm very short-minded.
But if you can't, you mean you've got like short-term memory loss or something?
That's the one. I'm like a ghost.
You got so bad memory loss, you can't even remember what your memory is called.
Yes, I'm like a goldfish.
Memory span.
Yes, you are a goldfish. Yeah.
It's a revelation of the week, guys. TJ is a goldfish.
He is a fish. Yes.
My mum just added something. I'm a goldfish in a bowl who goes blop. Blop, blop.
You have a strange mom.
My mom's perfectly fine. The only thing that's wrong with her is she had a stroke.
And she had you.
True, yeah.
So that pretty much finishes this episode off. If you want to find anything else about the clan, go to www.cmd-clan.com. And to take us out today, we have Ricky as Lindsay Lohan. I know, I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Hello, I am Lindsay Lohan. This was a CMB Clan podcast. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Ludicrous kill.